This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. We're headed to the planet Mars, and then we're going to look at our favorite star in all of the Milky Way, the sun. First, Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and he looks at cool images of the surface of Mars and asks, is there a face in this profile?
Oh, John, please, no more faces on Mars, please, let's not go there. This is a cool image that the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter took, and the science, it's an unlabeled image, it's not something with any press release, but, you know, I dig through the archives and I find these really interesting images, and this one they called a modified crater, and what it really looks like when you look at it is like a glacier of ice is overwhelming a crater, filling it up. But the problem with the image is that this is uncertainty of science. At first glance, this stuff looks like the glacial material you see routinely in the mid-latitude bands of Mars. But it has to be very old because there's lots of craters on it. And those craters tell us it's very, very old and has not been disturbed much for a very, very long time. So that suggests maybe it isn't ice, maybe it's lava, hardened lava. Well, all right, so then I give a context overview image to show you where it's located. It is located in the southern middle latitude bands on Mars where a lot of glaciers are found. It's actually quite near a very extensive glacial region near something called the Argyre Basin. And so this could, once again, be ice. But the problem is that it's so old, and, you know, most ice that we see, glacial material we see, shows some evidence of erosion or change, and this doesn't. So that makes us wonder, is it ice? Is it lava? Is it young and old? That's the uncertainty of science, and I think the only way we're going to really find out is to put our boots on the ground and be able to dig into it, John.
Now we go for a sunspot update. Bob watches NOAA's monthly graph, which is an estimate of where it could be going as we head to the solar maximum somewhere around 2025. Bob, it looks like it's exceeding the estimates. Is that reading it correctly?
That is reading it correctly, and that's been consistent now since the end of the solar minimum. Every single month since the solar minimum occurred in 2019, the sun has been more active than the predictions of a solar panel put together by NOAA, which is supposed to be the consensus, of the solar science community, but it really isn't. It's a consensus of that panel of solar scientists that NOAA put together, basically government scientists. And that prediction by them, if you look and go to Behind the Black and look at the most recent sunset update, you'll see the graph. There's a red curve which indicates that panel's prediction. And that panel was predicting basically the solar maximum coming in 25 would be about as weak as the solar maximum in 2020. In about 2014, the last solar maximum. They were basically predicting a weak maximum. Well, there were some solar scientists that disagreed strongly and said, we're looking at a strong maximum. And they were outliers. They were not the consensus. They were just a few scientists on the edge who said, no, we don't agree. We think a strong maximum is coming. Well, it looks like the outliers are going to be correct and the consensus is going to be wrong, though it's too early to be sure. But right now, yes, the sun continues month to month to be much more active in sunspots than expected by the predictions. It is pointing to a very active solar maximum, John, which would imply a warming of the Earth's climate, because when the sun is active, the Earth tends to be warmer, and when the sun is not active, as it has been for the last two solar cycles, the Earth cools, as the Earth has in the last two solar cycles.
Bob, is there a variability in when the peak is expected? I mean, could this move to 2026 or be sooner in 2024?
Yes. Generally, historically, for the 24 previous maximums, the rule has been that if the if an active cycle, it's a shorter cycle. It's less than 11 years, and it could be 10 years. So, yes, the maximum could come sooner if it's very active. However, the last cycle was completely didn't fit any of the predictions at all, and just in many ways, I don't have time to even go all into them. But the point is, so, yes, the implication here is that the maximum will come sooner, and it will be higher. It also could be that it'll come at the same time and be much higher. We have to wait and see. We don't really know.
And we're watching the sun because there is anecdotal connection to our climate. We're also watching the sun because we don't understand it. That's a great reason to be at the frontier of what we don't know. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,